the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. Every year, U.S. News & World Report releases a list of the best places to retire in America. And it's based on everything from healthcare and taxes, as well as affordability and even overall happiness. Well, last year, Boise was number 80 on that list of 150 cities. The new numbers have just come out, and Boise has jumped up to number 5. Yes, you heard me right, number 5. So here to tell us more is Dawn Bradbury. She is the senior real estate editor with U.S. News. Dawn, nice to have you on the program.
Nice to be here, Gemma. Thank you.
So Dawn, tell us about the best places to retire list. Like, how long has U.S. News been doing this?
U.S. News has been doing this for about 15 years. And we every year, we take a fresh look at how we present and analyze the data.
Okay, so what are some of the criteria that you use to rank these cities?
To rank the best places to retire, U.S. News evaluated 150 top cities in the United States. First, we surveyed people who were nearing retirement age or at retirement age, basically those folks who are 45 and older, about what matters most to them when they think about where they want to spend their golden years. Then after that survey identifies priorities, we use these responses to assign weights to 6 indexes. That's happiness, affordability, healthcare quality, retiree taxes, desirability, and job market. You mentioned several of those. Overall scores were then calculated for each city based on a weighted average of these indexes.
Okay, so I'm curious to know where Boise fell on some of these data points. So can we start with affordability and cost of living?
Yes, and that is where Boise shines. Boise scored 12th place on our value index, which includes both housing affordability and what we call price parity, the cost of goods and services in an area compared with the similar costs in other areas. So ranking number 12 for value is a great place for Boise to show its affordability, but it was especially true in housing affordability, where Boise ranked number 7.
Okay, so then what about healthcare?
Healthcare was an area where Boise did not shine quite as brightly as some other areas. It ranked 79 out of 150 cities. Now, it's important to note that our more focused look at cities rather than metropolitan areas shows up in this statistic because it's all about access to quality healthcare, and we're looking at the city level, but that doesn't mean that Boise residents do not have access to excellent healthcare in the wider metro area. We just don't factor that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a good point because we really do have pretty phenomenal healthcare in this area. It's just that access is an issue, and frankly, we don't have enough doctors, and that's been an issue in Idaho for quite a long time. So with that said, a lot of folks who are looking to retire also need to look at things like taxes, right? What are they going to be paying? So where did Boise rank in that regard?
Boise ranks number 77 for retiree taxes. So that is, again, on the higher end. But again, you're competing against some places like Florida. Florida has a very tax-friendly climate. They don't tax any retiree income. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at that as the totality.
Okay, so another data point is desirability. So first, how do you define a desirable place to live? And then the next question is, where did Boise rank on that?
So our desirability index looks at the overall attractiveness of an area, and that includes weather, and that also includes the number of establishments per capita in a city. And by establishments, we mean things like restaurants, bars, museums, cultural opportunities.
So on the happiness scale, where did Boise rank on that?
For happiness, Boise scored number 17, which is a great position.
And why has happiness become a really important part of this report?
According to our survey, this year, retirees and those approaching retirement told us that happiness was their number one consideration when looking for a place to spend their golden years. So while affordability remains a top concern for retirees, this greater preference for happiness played a big role in determining the top 25 places to live.
Mm-hmm. Retire. So what do you think? What is it about Boise that stood out in some of these criteria that you use to rank best places to retire?
Well, as we've discussed, Boise did well in happiness and value, especially in that housing affordability area. And it also got an additional boost from its job market score. And these things put all together resulted in Boise securing the number five ranking. Job market is important for retirees because not everybody's ready to leave the workforce. And so looking for a city that offers opportunities for maybe part-time employment, maybe full-time employment for retirees is also critical. Mm-hmm. Gemma, you know better than me all of the benefits and pluses that Boise has. It's a popular destination for people who appreciate four seasons. There's ample outdoor activities. But when we look at these factors that we rank in best places to retire, it's a high level of happiness, affordability, and a healthy job market.
Yeah, I have to say, we always said Boise's a hidden gem, but now everybody's finding it, which is a blessing and a curse. So with that said, were you surprised that Boise landed where it did? Because, last year it was number 80 and it went all the way to number 5. I mean, that's a significant jump.
It is. And one of the things that I have to caution is as attractive as the idea is to do city comparisons year over year, mm-hmm. we really can't do that this year because U.S. News changed the way that we do some of the rankings. We moved this year from using metropolitan area-based data to city-based data. And that means that we took that closer look at the city level rather than a wider metropolitan area. So when we honed in our view and our analysis of the data, it did change things. It made it a little bit more granular. It localized the rankings and their contributing factors.
Well, and that makes sense then. So when you say metropolitan area, that would be what I would assume we would call like the greater Treasure Valley. So it would encompass not just Boise, but it would be Meridian, Nampa, Caldwell. But if you just look at the city, which would be Boise, there are significant differences in what Boise has to offer versus some of the wider metropolitan area. So am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. So when you look at a metropolitan area, as you mentioned, it consists of communities with very different factors, very different ways of living. And so we decided to hone in on the cities this year so that, you're not doing a blended impression of several communities. You are looking hard target at one city. And we think that this enables the consumer to consider factors that will directly impact the livability and overall experience is associated with that city on a more local level.
Well, why is a list like this important?
A list like this is important because it helps people make decisions. Best places to retire is a great starting point for people looking for the right place to retire. This ranking highlights cities with the most strengths broadly, but without question, individual preferences weigh heavily in making decisions about where to settle down. This list helps people identify the factors that are most important to them, and then they can focus on a city's performance in those factors. This is why we offer people the ability to plug in their preferences, including population size, average rent, median home price, and commute time, using a filtering tool on usnews.com to identify areas that meet their own specific needs.
Okay, before I let you go, who got the number one slot this year?
Naples, Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You talked about Florida. The no taxes is definitely attractive. With that said, Dawn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
We've been speaking with Don Bradbury, Senior Real Estate Editor with U.S. News and World Report, about Boise making their 2025 list of best places to retire in America. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.